Anytime I've been in a place of struggle in my life, I have found that the words I needed to hear often were said exactly to me. And out of that, I see the same in other people, that the words you need to hear are also the words you're most likely to argue with. That means the words you're most likely to disagree with or to try and push away. When you're suffering, those are the words you most need to hear. And those are the words that contain the path to relief, to feeling better. And there's some part of me that genuinely desires misery and pain and suffering. And when it's active, it will try and push away any words of comfort. It will try and push away the truth and any words I need to hear. I was talking to a guy yesterday who was struggling a lot. And I said something about I was grateful and thankful for all the pain I'd had in my life because it showed me the path to happiness. It showed me the path to being here with you and being of service. It showed me exactly what I needed to see. And he shook his head and said, "No, no, no, I don't believe that." And he was in great pain at the time and probably still is. And the words that were useful to him, that had been useful to me at least, he pushed those away and said, "No, I don't want to think that the pain I have is here for a reason. The pain I have is here to guide me, to be useful to me." He pushed that away. And I know I did that a lot in my life. It reminded me of how many times I did that in my life. So many times people told me exactly the right words I needed to hear, the words where all I had to do was listen to them and follow them, and my life would have gotten better. And yet I ignored them over and over. People consistently would tell me, "Jerry, you're having a problem with this. You should stop doing that. Jerry, you should do more of this. Jerry, you should do more of that." And not just advice. Things like certain topics would come up, and I would argue with them. A certain political point of view, and I would argue with them. And now you might say, "Well, what is there you could possibly need to see out of a political argument?" What I needed to see so many times is that the other side was not really another side. It was all just the same. Any one point of view, just as good as another. And as long as I walked around thinking one point of view was better than another all the time, I would get into arguments with people. I would see the differences between other people and me. I would find reasons to not learn anything and not listen to other people. And so often, I found myself on the receiving end of an argument. And those were the words I needed to hear. The words I needed to hear that my fellow human beings had just as much right to express a view or opinion as me. So sometimes a message may not be direct and overt. Sometimes the words may come across in a way that's a little bit different from exactly what the purpose is. Last night, I got an email, exactly what I needed to hear, that I'm putting too much ego into what I'm doing and not thinking enough about other people. And yet, of course, what did I want to do? I immediately wanted to argue with it. And argue with it and say, "No, this isn't right. What about this? What about that?" And thankfully, I was able to see that I was arguing. I could see what I was doing, and then I could stop. Because if you don't see what you're doing, you can't stop. You're just stuck in that on autopilot. So I could see what I'm sharing with you right now. I could see what I was doing. Exactly what I needed to hear was given to me, and I pushed it away. And what happens when you push away exactly what you need to hear, it will come to you again and again and again and again. You'll keep getting the same message until you listen. And how many people have you seen in life? Life's trying to send them a certain message and they just won't listen, and then they get battered and beaten down. They go through the same things over and over and over again. And you look at them and wonder, why don't you just listen? Why don't you just get it? If you can see when other people are doing that, then there's hope that you can see it in yourself. I know it doesn't matter if I can see other people not listening or if I can see other people not paying attention or not taking the words and taking the message from life that they need. All that I need is to make sure I notice when I'm doing that, because I can't control other people. The words I have to say to other people may or may not be what they need to hear. What I need is to always pay attention to what is being said to me. Because if I'm listening right, I will hear the message behind the words. And regardless of what words are said to me, I will hear the message underneath the words. You could say in church terms, the living word of God. It's underneath, it's within, it's woven into all interactions. And so when I argue with the content, the actual messenger, the person, or the email, or the actual words, when I argue with the form the message takes, I'm rejecting the message from the universe to me. I find that I am given exactly what I need. The universe always tells me exactly what I need to hear. And when I want to suffer, or when I'm getting full of ego and self, I will reject the message. I will start to say, you know what? I don't like that so much. That doesn't fit with my idea of me. I don't want to hear that because you're obviously wrong. I don't like what you have to say or the way you had to say it, so get away from me, or I'm not going there again. And you can see just in that pushing away, just in talking to you about that pushing away, you can see the disconnection, the isolation that happens just in that one little instance of me sharing that. And so when you do live a life where that's a habit, where you consistently push away all the time, you're liable to feel isolated. You're liable to feel like you want to give up at some point. You're liable to feel like everyone's out there to get you. And I know I felt like that a lot. And so the key for me is I must always listen to what the world has to say to me. And the world speaks to me through people, places, and things that happen. Emails, reviews, text messages. The world speaks to me in all different ways. And it's important I listen to each of those ways, and I try my best at each moment. And to notice then when I've stopped listening. Whenever I'm arguing, I've stopped listening. I cannot argue and listen at the same time. I cannot debate and push away and listen at the same time. I can listen, or I can do something else. What I listen to now, I hear the peace behind where I'm at here with you. And so I hear the peace, and then I can let the peace, I can let the message come through me so that you can hear it too. Because you know the difference between someone sharing a message with you and out of peace and love. You can feel the word behind that. And when someone's arguing with you and trying to beat you down out of isolation and suffering, you can feel that too. And so when I listen to the peace and the silence between the words that I have to say here and share with you, then I can bring you a message that's useful, that's good, that's of service to you. And so then you can use that in your own life. Because I know, I have certainty that I want, and I appreciate the chance to be here, and I love this world. I love the people in it. I love all of the things to do and see. It's a beautiful world. And so I know that I will take another shot at it if I can. I know that I will spend more time here. And so I feel this deep need to be useful in this form. I feel a deep need to be of service in this form. Because ultimately, I'm serving myself. I'm talking to myself. And so I try and say the words, be the voice for the words that I need to hear each day. And I try and listen to the words I say. And so I'm really making these videos for myself, so that I can keep and maintain the best life possible. And that way, I'm giving you only what I would give myself. I'm doing my best to love and take care of myself and to guide myself. And so you can trust that these videos are the very best. You can trust that what I'm saying is the very best of what I can do because I want to take loving care of myself. And so if you find something useful here, then I think that's wonderful. That's beautiful also. So thank you very much for being here with me. I pray today that I will take notice anytime I'm trying to argue with what life has put in front of me. And I pray that when I notice I'm arguing or disagreeing or not liking what life's put in front of me, I pray that I will remember to listen because that's exactly what I need to hear. And I pray that in sharing this with you, you have the opportunity to do the same thing today. I appreciate every minute you've spent watching this, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.